Tumah, and it puts more tum in the world. It's ma'abit, produces tum in the world. Tor, lamaise, it itself is tor. There's a nevela of a snake is tor. It's not one of the shemayna shrotzim. There are only eight shrotzim that are tummy. It is not one of them. So ain't a din shei tor. If so, isn't the surah to say that other shirotzim, that they don't kill people, they're not marbatumah, they themselves should not be tor. They should not be tumah, they should be tor. That's how he says, I mean, they'll be tor from tumas nevela. They don't have a tumas, the shirotzim have a tumas nevela of a mass on them. Svara says, v'loi, there's not a good svara. Midi deheve ya kaitz biyama. This is, why is it different than a thorn? A thorn could also kill. The mice is not mar betumah, so just the fact that a nochesh could kill, it's not a svar, it should be mar betumah. Om Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, kol ir she'ein bo shnayim ledaber, if you have any town, there are not two people able to speak the 70 languages, v'yachad l'shmayin, one person is able to understand the 70 languages, ein moshivim bo Sanhedrin, you're not allowed to appoint the Sanhedrin there. The mashmi, you have to have at least three dayanim of Sanhedrin that know all 70 languages. The Marshmos, the Chachil of the Sanhedrin, the Dayanim should be from that town that you're putting a Sanhedrin there. And therefore, you should have to have at least three people in the town that know all 70 languages. Ooh. Now the Mar says of a Beitar, in the town Beitar, have a Shloisha. There were three people there that could speak all 70 languages. Well, the Yavna, in the town Yavna, there was Abo. There were four people that could speak all 70 languages. And who were the four people? It was Reb Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Vishimon HaTemoni, and Don Lefneim Bekarka, that the Tamidim will be done, asked them the shells in front of them while they were sitting on the ground. Meisve, the Gemara asks the question right now. It says in the Braisa that Shlishis Chachoma, we have a Sanhedrin that has three Dayonim that could speak all 70 languages, that's called like a Chachoma wise Bezdin. Revius, if there are four Dayonim there that could speak all 70 languages, and Lamala Menla, there's nothing greater, that's a great Bezdin. But call upon a Mashma, you have to have three Dayanim that could speak all 70 languages. And Rav said before, it's enough to have two Dayanim, and one Dayan that could understand it. But it's enough to have just two that could speak. So it's a steer from this Brysa to Rav. And the Mahudi Yom HaKiyayitana, Rav says, like a different Brysa. The time you learned in a Brysa like this, Shiniya Chachoma, Sanhedrin that have two judges, that they can speak all 70 languages, that's called the wise Bezdin. Shlishis, if there are three Dayanim there, they can speak all 70 languages. And Lamale Menel, Skitz Rav Hoz, like this Brysa, that you have two Dayanim that could speak 70 languages, that's enough. That's enough for the speaking. And why do you have to have one more that can understand it? Now the Gemara goes to explain different terms that are brought down in the Gemaras. That the Gemara says, whenever it says, Lemeidim Lefnei Chachamim, that they studied before the Chachamim, that goes on Levi may Rabbi, that Levi was learning from Rebbe. Whenever it says Don Lefnei Chachamim, that they were debating in front of the Chachamim, that goes on Shimon ben Azai, the Shimon ben Zoyma, the Chonan HaMitzri, the Chananya ben Chachinoi, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Masni Chamishi. He said, no, there are five. Whenever it says Don Lefnei Chachamim, it goes on five. And who are the five? Who is the extra one? He's adding another Shimon. He says the five are Shimon, v'Shimon, Chana v'Chananya. We only have two Shimon. We only have Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zoyma. And he adds in another one, Shimon HaTemoni. Whenever it says Rabbi Senu Shebebovel, it says the Rabbonim, the teachers in Bovel, that goes on Ravu Shmuel. Whenever it says Rabbi Seinu Sheberetz Yisrael, Rabbi Seinu Neretz Yisrael, that goes on Rebbe Abba. Rebbe Abba, that's called Rabbi Seinu of Eretz Yisrael. Daina Goyla Karno. Whenever it says the judges of Goyla, that goes on Karno. Daina Eretz Yisrael, that's Rabbi Ami Rabasi. Goes on Rabbi Ami Rabasi. Daina the Pumbedisa, Dayanam Pumbedisa, that goes on Rabbi Papa Bar Shmuel. Whenever it says Daina de Nadoi, that goes on Ravado by Minyumi. Whenever it says Save de Surya, the elders of Surya, that goes on Rafun of Rav Chizda. Save de Pumpadisa, the elders of Pumpadisa, goes on Rav Yehuda for Rav Einon. Charif with the chandisa, the sharp ones of the chandisa, calls on Eifa v'yavimi b'nei Rachba. They were the sons of Rachba. Whenever it says Amaroi de Pumbadisa, the Amaroma Pumbadisa, it goes on Rabba and Rab Yosef. When it says Amaroi de Nadoi, that goes on Rab Choma, it means Rab Choma. Nahabloi Masni. Whenever it says the terms of Nabloi taught, that goes on Rami Bar Barabi. Goes on Rami Bar Barabi. He taught in Nabloi. Amri Beirav, whenever it says the terms of Amri Beirav, it was said over like in the yeshiva of Rav, that goes on Rav Huna, Rav Huna's yeshiva. The other question is it possible to say whenever it says Amri Beirav, it means Rav Huna? Ivomer Rav Huna, Rav Huna himself once said, Amri Beirav was said over in the base of Medrash. So the Chur you see, Amri Beirav can't mean Rav Huna, because here Rav Huna himself said it over. Ela rather means Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna says Amri Beirav, it means Rav Hamnuna. Amri b'marova, whenever it says set over in the west in Eretz Yisrael, it means Reb Yirmiyah, goes on Reb Yirmiyah. Shalcha mitom, they sent from there, from Eretz Yisrael, means Reb Yaisi bar Chanina. Machko alav marova, whenever it says a term, they laughed at this, in the west means in Eretz Yisrael, goes on Reb Leza. Now the Marasakashai was Shalcha mitom, other places was learned that they sent a message from there, and the message started, Ladibu Reb Yaisi bar Chanina. So Mashmi, he himself is not the terms of Shalcha Mitom, because here it says they sent the message, then they started to write in the message itself, they said according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Mashmi is not the one that sent it. Ela Rada Epoch, change it around the list too, and so like this. When it says Shalcha Mitom, they sent from there, that goes in Reb Leza. When it says Machalo Marov, they left upon that statement, and Eretz Yisrael in the west, that goes in Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Now the Mishnah continues and says, "V'kama yevir, how many people have been living in the city? V'yerula Sanhedrin, this city is fit to have a Sanhedrin. May of yes, we have to have 120. That's what the Mishnah says. Now the Gemara goes to explain it. May of yesrim, may of itayu. When it says 120, means what do these people do? Esrim ushloisha kineged Sanhedrin katana. Does it mean 33? That's the number kineged the Sanhedrin katana. The Shalosh Shura Shal Esra Mishlesha, and three rows then, each of 33, like Talmidim, they're also required. Hare Tishim Batarti, so far you have together 92. And this we'll see is a Mishnah later that says that used to be three rows, each one of 23 Talmidim there. So far we have 92. The Asorah Batlonim, Shabbat Knesset, you have to have 10 people that don't work there in Shul all the time. Again, so these were the Asara Batlonim Shabbatah Knesset. Then, so far you have a Remeyo Trey, 102. With Shnei Seifrim, two Seif, two people that could write. With Shnei Chazonim, two offices. We don't know they gave the Malkus. Shnei Baladinim, two people that come to complain. With Shnei Edim, and two witnesses. With Shnei Zomim, in the case you have to have two Edim, that could be Mazim, the first two Edim. Another case is Shnei Zomim, Zomimim. Second pair, they could be Mazim, the first pair, they were Mazim, the first pair. So together, so far we have a total of 114 people that you need there. And the Chorin Mishnah says 120, so you have to have another 6 people. Now the Bryce explains, what do we do with the next, what are the next 6 people needed for? So the time look at the price like this. Kolir Sheinbo Asor Dvar Malolo. Any town does not have these 10 things there. Izein Tamidi Chachom Rishur Loda B'toichoy. A Tamachoch was not allowed to live there. One of them is Bezdin Makin Vyashin. You have to have a Bezdin that could give Malkus and give punishments there. Otherwise, you shouldn't live there. Some Agaris Chayshim that they could put you into prison. Kitsa, one of the things is you have to have a Bezdin there that could give punishment. Then, secondly, is you have to have a Kupa Shal Tzedaka Nigves Peshtayim. You have to have a Kupa for Tzedaka that's collected by these two people. Or mischalekis b'shloisha has to be distributed by 3 people. Or beis haknesses, you have to have beis haknesses in the town. The beis hamerchus, the bathhouse in the town. Or beis hakisa, an outhouse in the town. You have to have a roif, a doctor, a human, and a person less blood. For lavler, you have to have a shriver. A lavler is a seifer. Some agurus, a tabuch. Some say a butchie. You have to have or malami tinoikis. and you have to have a cheder there. They can teach your children. Mishum Rav Akiva, my name Rav Akiva was said over af minei peri. Also, you have to have fruits there. They're required there. Vnei sheminei peri meirin esanayim, because different type of fruits brighten the eyesight of a person. Kitzur means refreshes the person. And the pshat is that these six extra people you have to have, so two of them is to collect the tzedakah, three of them is to give them out, and the sixth one, he could do all these other things. He could be the doctor, he could let out the blood, he could be the seifa, and he could be the malama, the teacher also. Now in the Mishnah we had that to Nechemiah, and Nechemiah was the one that said, he said, no, you have to have at least 230 people living in the city. So the Gemara Tanya, we learned in a brayse like this, that Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says